We're back.
We're back. We did it. We did it. We yes, Mike too good. That is for sure. We did it. I apologize and my condolences to my co-host here with me today. I have Nick and Ed of the Nick Caged Caged Heat podcast. I'm sorry, guys. I don't think they'll continue on with
our episode in 2 weeks.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. Well,
wait, what? That's
news to me. Are you just going to do the same thing over?
Wait, what?
Oh, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, right. So, save me from work meetings, says Justin. We'll do our best. We'll be entertaining. That's what we do. That's part of the show, isn't it, Aunt? So, like I said, what? Okay, well, like I said, we got Ed and Nick with me. Todd will join us shortly. We're going to be talking a couple different things today. I had a few things on the docket, if you will. Let's just dive right into it. You know, dive let's on. Just yeah, dive on in. I would list it out, but that's boring. Ed, you had quite a May. Did you not?
Oh my God. Yeah. Let me tell you, that was one hell of a month.
it lasted so long, 31 days of anime, if you will.
Anime. That's, yes. Anime. As I've been calling it for the 31 days of May.
So
like
bad.
the perfect picture would have been that fucking Justin Timberlake meme, just animated out.
It's gonna be anime.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah. So after the last episode that we did, I went ahead and just put myself through watching mostly anime throughout the entire month. And let me tell you, it was quite the ordeal. I had to take a couple days off because like just straight anime
it was too much.
it's not healthy.
Yeah.
And you know, there were some shows that I needed to watch and catch up on. One is canceled now. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, I bought Hades, so yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you had to get out there, get to the surface and get your freedom, right? So
exactly. Which that game came in handy with the last two shows that I submitted myself through.
Well, so I have to commend you because I know on our first episode when we talked about it, you were pretty greenhorn about anime. Like you had some experience.
Yeah.
So
can you explain like what experience you had before your anime, before we actually had our Neat Trash episode one?
Yeah. Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep. No, mostly that, but no, for the most part, it was very, very like, it wasn't a lot. It was, you know, those two, Code Geass, Death Note, basically like the big ones, Attack on Titan, My Hero, and then just 80s stuff, Thundercats, Voltron.
Naruto, One Piece.
No, I didn't. I have not seen Naruto or One Piece or Bleach.
I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
Or Bleach. Basically, if it was on Nickelodeon, I didn't watch it. But yeah, like it was very few and far between.
Sorry, Avatar.
Whatever, dude. And like, what else? Full Metal Brotherhood.
Oh, you're forgetting King of the Hill.
What? Yeah, the most anime of animes.
Oh my God, that one episode in South Park. Mm-hmm. Fun Times with Weapons. Yeah, that was pretty much my experience with it.
Well, but what about the Chin Pokemon episode? That's another one.
I mean, that's Chin Pokemon. We know what that's mostly about.
Yeah, we do. Hey, yeah, Justin.
We have another podcast about that.
Yeah.
No, it died.
Oh, it died. Oh, hey, yeah, Todd. How you doing?
Hi.
We had another podcast about that.
We had another podcast. It died.
So, okay, let's break down how you you went through your anime. Like, where'd you start? Where'd you, you know, kind of drift into?
Where was it? Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. Where was the slogs? Let's get into it. What first thing you subjected yourself to? What was that?
So the first one I did was, shit, I had it here.
You had a note. You had notes.
About shit, you already said you didn't watch Bleach.
Yeah. It was another.
Another?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one is another?
Another is a, it's kind of like a horror whodunit.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
Oh.
Yeah, it's basically got like a kind of Final Destination patch. Yeah.
Oh. Well then.
That's its own genre, girl with eye patch.
Yeah. I actually kind of liked it because it was it kept me intrigued as to like what the hell was going on and why nobody wanted to talk to that girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys seen it?
I'm pulling it up right now for everyone on the live stream.
While, though. So a lot of the plot elements might mm-hmm. be lost until I start watching some scenes and be like, it all starts flooding back.
Right. So the whole thing is that like decades ago, a girl in this guy's classroom died.
It's and like a trailer.
And
I'm intrigued already.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, some kid from that classroom years ago was saying, like, no, she's still there. You know, she's at her desk. So everyone pretended that she was still there. The desk was left empty. And somehow that created, like, this curse thing. So if there was ever an extra student, mm-hmm. killings would start happening.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is pretty violent.
So it's Final Destination, the anime.
It's, almost. Like I said, it's Final Destination, but there's like a mystery feel to it because mm-hmm. because there's an extra kid, they kind of have to figure out who the extra kid is
mm-hmm.
and like ostracize them okay. so no one dies.
So you gave this a 7 out of 10.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm supposed to be pulling that up. Oh, yeah. My bad.
All right, hold on. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, but don't be pulling it up about it. Dead high school girl. Come on now.
Alright. Yeah, so you all give right. it a 7 out of 10. Yeah. Alright. That's a good sign. Like, that's enough to make me be like, I might watch it.
So here's the thing.
Off of video game scores where a 7 is a barely playable, and if it's not a 10 out of 10, then why bother?
So here's the thing.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
I decided when I was making this list that I would not give anything a 10 because I don't think there is anything that's like worthy of a 10.
Explain all the 9s.
Yeah, if there was like a 0.5 rating system, then the highest would be for me Code Geass.
Okay. So thank you.
What if
there it is?
Thank you.
A 7.
Something a 10, but there can only be one. So it is your favorite.
Domestic no Kana Joe.
I don't think so, dude. Because to me, that would have to be like freaking.
That's like saying
the perfect.
Perfect so far.
Exactly. It's like trying to give a game a 10. Like, so, no such game
that's
exists.
What I'm saying. So yeah. It's a perfect so far until you meet the next thing that is, that does beat it out as being better. Then that gets the number one headband.
Yeah.
But so I like season that. 1 of Code Geass until Euphemia went crazy. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Can add 10.
I liked it when Euphemia went crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she didn't go crazy. She got Geassed.
Spoilers. Geassed it.
Yeah.
Which by the way,
I haven't seen this very obscure anime.
Never heard of it.
I got a question for y'all.
Yeah.
Did y'all know that Geass was a thing in Dungeons & Dragons before or after you watched this show?
I didn't know that was a thing in Dungeons & Dragons
It's like a high-level spell.
Really?
Geass is like a super high-level spell in Dungeons & Dragons. And now, like, the next time I play it, I'm going to try and go for that.
You're going to try to run...
like, cast what, it. What will get me that the quickest?
I don't think anything will get me that fast. You guys
are straight up mega meaning.
That's the one thing I got.
Yes. Like, I just want to learn this. That's it. There is no other spell.
Explosion. It's a fifth level enchantment. But that's just, usually crazy.
Just heal me. No, that's not as cool.
And it's the exact description of, like, Geass from the show. You place a magical command on a creature you see within range, forcing it to carry out some service or refrain from some action that you decide. I mean, I was like, that's pretty fucking badass.
Nice. So
that's going to be in my next.
So what you're saying is Code Geass ripped it straight from the pages of Gary Gygax, and he gets no mention.
I mean, that does sound right. Yeah. So I got a question.
Yeah.
For Ed.
Oh, he just stepped away. It looks
like. Oh my god! So, why you do these things to me?
We're gonna pick apart his. Can we list
judge
right
him?
Now.
All
right.
Yeah. So let's judge him
harshly.
Yeah. So let's go.
Kill a Kill. The eight.
An eight for Kill a Kill.
Yeah, he put Kill a Kill as an eight. I agree. I also put all of Attack on Titan in nine.
Oh, he does have it. Yeah. Well, we're looking at your list right now while you stepped away. Mm-hmm. So
you're reading your diary.
All of Attack on Titan is a nine. One Punch Man Season 1 is also a nine.
Mm-hmm.
Mugen Train's a nine.
I mean, that is a fantastic movie.
It really is.
Damn good.
I've still never watched Baccano. That was one of my dropped ones.
Oh, you dropped Baccano?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, any reason why?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. It's so long ago.
Okay, gotcha. What's this one?
Which one?
Parasite.
Yeah, I was about to say Parasite the Maximal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. What is this Kabanari one?
Oh, that's the Netflix one.
So Netflix only has
the Iron
movie.
Fortress. Yeah, Iron Fortress.
Yeah. Netflix only has the movie.
But did you watch it like Hulu or something?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. That's like the next.
Well, we're going to go into how.
Yeah. How to watch some anime.
Yeah, we're
going to
go over that in a bit.
We got that. We got that covered.
I've never even heard of One Punch Man Road to Hero.
It's like
an OVA.
Like an OVA?
Yeah, it's an OVA.
Fuck it. My Hero Academia got eight. There's two seasons of it. I don't see the other. Oh, there's a third. Where's the fourth?
Fourth is down there.
Okay, all of it got an eight, including the movie. The first movie, not the second movie.
I haven't seen the second one yet.
Ooh, I have to add that to my list.
Out of all the movies, I like the second one so much better.
For which one?
My Hero.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen any of the movies.
I'll say this about the movies.
I cried in the second one.
Yeah. The movies are fantastic. It's like that's where
beautiful.
The budget goes.
Yeah.
That's usually the case.
Yeah. No. I mean, I said the same thing earlier this week. I was at work and I had some downtime. So I was like going through Animex Play, just looking at shit. And I was like, oh, I forgot there's a Broly movie, like a recent one. And my God, that movie is gorgeous.
I was just watching that like 2 weeks ago.
It is fucking beautiful. I couldn't hear anything because I was at work, but like I was just kind of staring at it in its beauty because the original Broly stuff was what, the GT era,
like no, it led into GT, didn't it?
It was Z.
It was definitely Z because I remember.
Well, I mean,
it
was
like...
Z, but it was near the end of Z, right?
No, it was the first Broly movie was. Like around the Android/Cell saga. Mm-hmm. Second one was before Boo, I guess it was. Like if it was canonically, it would have been before Boo. And then the third Broly movie would have been around the end of Boo.
Oh, prison school.
Yeah, prison school.
Danganronpa.
now we made you. Well, I say we, but really Nick.
Nick.
Uh-huh. Nick made you bump that one up.
I told you to bump those back right to the top, my man.
Goblin Slayer's there. Oh my God, it's the dumbbell anime.
Oh, yeah.
I liked that one. It was funny.
How heavy are those dumbbells that you lift?
Oh, they're like 12 pounds.
Let me ask you, Ed, you work out every so often, right?
Wow, dude.
Well, I'm not saying because you're not a gym rat.
Yeah,
I'm not a gym rat, but so, I have my moments.
Would you say that's every so often? Damn. Okay.
I mean, I work out every week. Not all week, but every week.
Damn, see, now even you're saying, like, oh, man.
I'm taking it back.
Okay.
What's your question?
The question is, did you learn anything from the show that you didn't already know?
Yeah, like any specific workout?
Yeah, any workouts, any tips, any workouts that you're like, oh, maybe I should try that if that helps this muscle?
There was one thing about stretching that helped. Because, like, I actually started doing some of those stretches, and I was like, oh, it's not bad.
I wasn't actually laughing at that. I was laughing. I found High School of the Dead in his list.
Oh, it's low, isn't it?
It's 7? You have it 7?
Yeah.
There are some classics missing out of here that we need to be like, I need you to watch this and see what you think. Like Trigun and let's see.
So here's what I'm going to say for him, though. For the sheer fact...
This is eclectic. This is like a big mix.
But for the sheer fact...
That's kind of what I was going for.
83 animes
done
in the month of May. That's a... You know what I mean?
You could have skipped Ultraman down here at the bottom.
Oh, okay. So that's actually one that I've seen previously.
I figured.
Yeah. So like basically those like exclusive Netflix ones are ones I watched a while ago or years ago.
All these Godzilla and Ultraman just makes me want to make you watch SSSS Gridman. And
Dice Animex, yeah, whatever.
I haven't watched that one yet. No, no, no. As much as I love Darling in the Franxx, no.
Well, but he could watch up until to a certain point. Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's perfect.
Yeah, you're right.
You just let it die beautiful.
Exactly. It built its story so well and then it fell off a bridge.
I love how I'm like still in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
But I'm probably the one with the most completed.
No.
No? Okay.
It's just I have not updated.
Yeah,
okay.
Saint Seiya was okay. And Knights of the Zodiac. I was like, this looks familiar as shit. It was Knights of the Zodiac. Okay.
Yeah. It
that was on Cartoon Network back in the day.
Yeah, they did a redub for Netflix, which was more appropriate. And it's not good.
Yes.
No, there's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I have so many things that I need to like be like, oh, I've completed this.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Ed, I'm looking at your list.
Yeah.
You watched Quintessential Quintuplets?
Hell yeah.
He did?
No.
No, he didn't. You're looking at my list or Todd's. Yeah. There's no way. I did not see that.
I am looking at Andrew's list.
Oh, yeah, that was nowhere near.
Thank you.
That is not something that I expect Ed to watch.
No, I definitely wouldn't see him watching that at all. Or even
based off this track record.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I did click the wrong one.
And knowing what he likes as far as anime goes, yeah, ain't no way he's touching it.
I mean,
I like murder.
Murder, mystery, action, blood and violence.
Yes. So what's that one with the fursuit dude? Damn it. Glepnir,
yes.
We should make Ed watch that.
Make him watch it. Allow him.
I think he would. Yeah, I think he would like it. Oh, my first girlfriend is a gal. Huh, that show. You're going down.
Oh, yeah, and then
so much blood and death in that show.
Mm-hmm. I will say though, like because of so the last three that I watched by the end of the month were Shimonetta, Shiki, and then Evangelion. I will say like having Shimonetta in there before the other two was like a perfect placement because it's just so goddamn funny.
Like, I am still completely impressed that you were able to power through as much Evangelion as there is currently in the world right now.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay. So, I only watched the series and the first two movies that came out for it. The ones that said, like, oh, we fucked up on the last three episodes of the series, so we made this movie.
So is one of them called End of Evangelion?
Yes. I think you did watch that. Okay, so
that's the hand job in the hospital one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was... That's so fucked up. That was so... Yeah, so fucked up. So that's all I watched from it, because like I did research it, and those other movies that are coming out now, they're basically the same fucking story as the entire series.
They kept doing that.
Yeah, so I'm like, nope. No.
You're done.
I'm watching this shit and then this shit, and that's it. Especially after I started watching the goddamn series. So Nick said it best, and Todd agreed. I think I just watched it at the wrong stage in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is fucking boring.
Oh, absolutely.
And before I watched Shimonetta, which was the break in between everything, I had watched Gurren Lagann, and that was so much better.
Man, you're just experiencing highs and lows. Like,
right, you really there. Are. It's just it's a real roller coaster ride of anime here.
Gurren Lagann.
Yeah. Oh, well. So anything that because I know you've talked about how you dropped Cowboy Bebop early on, and I know that's somewhere on your list, probably May 2022. anything that stuck out to you that like you would say to somebody who isn't familiar with anime that you would go, you should probably watch this one first?
Bakano.
It's a fantastic pick. I love it. I love that pick. Oh,
cool. Definitely Bakano. I was kind of not forced, but I did it out of love. I watched Danganronpa for somebody.
Not me.
No. I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of my friends has a kid who's 12 now.
Okay.
She just turned 12.
To the first stage of weebhood.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then she's like, oh yeah, she's watching this show where it's like kids killing each other and there's a bear, and I'm like, oh fuck.
Oh lord.
Oh wait. So she's 12, so would that be a pre-weeb?
Ooh.
I guess tween, if that's still a thing. I don't know.
A tweeb?
A tweeb, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like it.
So yeah, I told her, I'm like, yeah, I know of it. You probably shouldn't let her watch it. Yeah. So I watched it in like 2 days, and then I reported back to her, and I was like, "Yeah, it's like baby's first Saw movie."
Yeah.
I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it allowed in the household after your review?
Yes.
Oh, good.
It still was.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Now you don't talk to that friend because she knows. Well,
yeah. So I will say the one that kind of, there were two that threw me off. One that threw me off completely was Dead Man Wonderland.
Oh, Lord.
I was really thinking it was going to be more death games, but Jesus Christ, that was like one episode.
Yeah.
That was very upsetting. And then the other one was Akame Ga Kill.
That's the girl with the red glasses, right? No. No.
That's
yeah, you're right.
My bro.
Akame Ga Kill. Like, the thing that threw me off from this one is the fucking title.
Because that show's highly rated, though, at all times.
Oh, no, it's a great show. It's just the title threw me for a loop because it's got the title of one of the characters, but she's not the main character.
Oh, so makes sense. Legend of Zelda type deal.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that. Yeah.
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 That show is like so well regarded, though.
It's great. It's
not a bad show.
I don't know. Something about like episode one, I was just like, eh. I'm done.
So you wouldn't give it like a 3-episode rule?
I think I watched it a long time ago. I could probably give it a shot now and probably easily do three episodes.
Three episode rule.
Well, I mean, it is something that a lot of people are kind of familiar with in anime. So if you're not familiar, the three episode rule is basically you're going to take the first portion of an anime, since most are going to be about 12 episodes long, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to take that first portion and kind of watch the first three episodes and kind of decide from there if it's a continue watching or a drop. You know, and I personally, I have used the three episode rule a lot, and there's been times where it just does not work.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, you might have Demon Slayer.
My hero even fails that.
Yeah. Demon Slayer 2 at like 25 mm-hmm. episodes, you know? So, I will say for me, I have dropped some animes that I was like, nah, I can't do it. And then all of a sudden something changes and then I'm all about it back in, you know. Has anybody else kind of ran into that kind of feeling?
My Hero Academia.
Yeah?
The first, I want to say, two episodes are him just training his body, but not using his powers.
Yeah, and crying a lot.
And I think the third episode,
first couple of seasons.
Yeah,
and then the third episode is when they do the entrance exam, I think.
Yeah,
and he uses his power twice. And at that point, I don't remember if it's at the end of that episode that All Might like gives him the speech, like, "You've been accepted."
No, I thought the third episode was the training montage episode.
Oh, which makes it worse, because the redeeming thing was the acceptance letter thing. Like, All Might explaining, oh, we have rescue points, and those are determined by a vote, not by destroying things. And it shows, like, Uraraka going in and pleading to give her points.
Yeah.
Like, that's what got me. The first two episodes was him just fangirling over All Might.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that's kind of something similar happened to me with like One Punch Man.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know, because like at first you're like, I don't know.
First fight in the dream, spoilers.
Yeah.
And then nothing for about four episodes.
But once it goes,
right.
It's like amazing.
Yeah.
Kamen Rider.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've had like very similar things, and I've had the opposite of things where first three episodes I give some a first three episode rule and I get invested, but then halfway through it starts getting unredeemably bad.
and Darling in the Franks.
I'm gonna say I let it die beautiful.
Yep. I got the first two parts, and the third part I have never seen, and I have no plan on seeing.
So like getting halfway through, it's basically like watching some of the CW cape shows where you start watching it off the general premise of it, but then as you keep going, you ask yourself, why the hell am I still watching this? I am not getting any serotonin out of this at all. Mm-hmm. So
you know what else?
You just observation of, yeah, I just got to drop this.
Another show that I had to fight through was Angel Beats.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
I don't.
Like, that's known as one of the all-time greats. And at the time, it was one of the ones, like, that's the redeeming thing that Netflix had. It had Angel Beats.
Yep.
But, God, that show's boring for, like, the first six episodes. And there's only 12 total. But once you like got over that, you're like, yeah, okay, I get it.
I actually want to say closer to the end when they start
actually doing what they're trying to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's when I say
it makes you cry.
That went on the downward because them trying and failing at what they were doing so many times. That was great. I like that.
You know what really like redeemed it? There's a super popular gif from Angel Beats, and I'm trying to find it.
Mm-hmm.
girl being
bullied. No, it's a dude jumping out the window.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's TK. I know exactly who it is. I just can't find it now.
He's not jumping out the window. He's just
on. Is it the...
It's usually abandoned thread.
Abandoned thread. Oh, yeah.
Exactly what you're talking about.
I just can't find it now, of course. Now that I say something.
I think I found it for you.
It's literally like TK jumping backwards out of a window.
This one here.
Yep, 100%. That's it. I need to know the context of this. I don't understand. So that's like episode like 7 or 8, I think, if I remember right.
Ooh, that's a good one right there. Talking about like gifts we recognize in their natural habitat, you know.
It's like, what's the sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I've had that happen a lot, especially here with Kristen and my roommate. They'll be like, wait a minute, I recognize that. Like, literally, we watched Toradora recently. And,
oh, Lord.
Yeah, and Waylon's like, wait, that was Taiga the whole time? I use that gif like all the time. So it was pretty funny. It's interesting. So I know for me, one of my big ones, and I want to talk about it because it's my show, I'm going to get to talk about it. I'm subscribed to the Crunchyroll,
The Crunchies.
It's a Crunchyroll on YouTube, right? Mm. And mm-hmm. So they'll do clips, they'll do openings and, and outros for different animes. And Kristen was on my YouTube looking at stuff, and she saw the Zombieland saga. Revenge OP, and yeah. She's like, what is this? And I'm just like, don't get too excited about that. That's not a fantastic anime. One day we're just like, okay, we'll just give it a shot. Let's go straight from the beginning and see how we feel about it. And I gotta tell you, like, I am all about this anime. Nick, I know how you feel about zombies. I'm gonna tell you right now, this it's so much more.
I get it, I understand it, mm-mm. And I there are, just like any rule, there's an exception, and yeah. There are some shows that center on like zombies or zombie chicks that I really like High School of the Dead, and
yeah.
There's some other ones that I can't think of the name of them, but I will get back to you on that. Mm-hmm. That I do like that center on the premise of zombies, and but this like, one, it has not just zombies, but another thing I don't like, which is idol shit.
It's an idols. They're all idols. Yeah,
I hate it.
And when you put the zombies and idols front and center as the premise.
Yeah.
That's a big old nope, dog.
So I'm going to tell you right now, the zombie premise, the idol premise, that's like just the top layer of everything. There's more to this anime.
Don't even.
No. I'm telling you.
It's literally the thing you first see that's supposed to bring you into it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So that's gross. So there's a ton of a lot of the reasons why these girls had died. They get into that, and like they show like
how many were Truck-kun involved in.
Technically two.
Oh.
One you know of because there's that fantastic gif.
Oh yeah.
But another one later on in the season, spoiler, as a zombie gets hit by a truck.
He gets isekai'd in the life.
Yeah, right. it deals with so much that I was just like, I had no idea that they go over like the versions of idols that they've had in Japan. Like one of them's an 80s idol, a Showa idol, and there's completely different from today's idols that are shake your hand and I'm gonna give you love rays. This one is like, no, you don't get to touch me, you don't get to talk to me, you just get to see me on the stage, you know. And so there's a whole conflict with that. There's one I'll let you just right now, I'll tell you, it's the smallest one. She's actually trans. And like I had no idea. Like even after I saw the episode where they told you about it, I wasn't until someone else, like I think I watched a Mother's Basement and he talked about it and I was like, wait, what?
Yes, Mother's Basement.
Yes. Mother's Basement is great. That's a whole other thing we could talk about in another episode.
Yep.
I know this may not be on everybody's list, but I think it's fantastic that there's these women that were voice actors and they became idols because they literally have live shows that they do. Kind of in the way that like K-On! Is a band.
Don't start with K-On!
Oh, buddy. What's wrong with K-On!
Girls doing cute things.
That's a genre that I'll never get into.
Okay. Well,
K-On! Fucking, what's that one where all the girls go to Antarctica?
Oh, a place further than the universe.
Yeah, fuck that.
So, but yeah, like it's crazy. Like they have live shows. They got whole things that they do, you know. And plus my kid loves all the music, so you know, so it wins me points. So, but yeah, no, I know I'm not gonna sell everybody on that one, but I feel like if you get a little sold? No, he ain't sold on it.
I'm not. Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, the closest thing that I'll get to like little freaking this is gonna come out wrong. Like small girls doing things. Tanya Evil.
Yeah.
Nezuko in the box.
No. Tanya the Evil. Fucking yeah. Her ruthlessness was just awesome. That one was awesome. I will say, like, as far as giving up on one, I wish I had done it, but you know me, power through. Black Bullet.
Black Bullet is a drop for me. I could not do it.
I'm with Andrew on that. I tried.
So I saw a thing on r/anime about Black Bullet, right? And I thought
this was but it's got the Aria and the like. Scarlet Anna.
Yes, I understand it has Lilitas. That's not a thing that I go for, all right? I saw it was like a funny clip that someone shared on r/anime, and I was like, oh, let me go take a look at it. And then like I saw that there was action to it, and like they were fighting different, you know, monster demon things, and I was like, oh cool, like I'll be right into it. And I couldn't. It's a slog.
So this is a shittier version of Aria the Scarlet Ammo.
I
love Aria the Scarlet Ammo.
Not the second season.
We don't talk about that. I just read the manga. Okay. I read the manga instead. Which, by the way, that gets nuts.
Yeah,
this is Aria the Scarlet Ammo.
That was one of those that, if not Aria, but Black Bullet, if I fall asleep once, okay, I might have just been tired. But if I fall asleep the second time while watching another episode, then okay, something ain't right.
I think I fell asleep during it too. That's crazy.
for action anime, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that one, God Eater, just
nope, not happening.
No, don't. Nick likes God Eater, but for me it was like, as I was doing this list, that one was the most forgettable one.
Mm-hmm. It had like a great art style.
Is that all you gotta say about
it? It was the most forgettable one.
Is that all you gotta say there?
The art style was really good.
Alright, just making sure.
I enjoyed it for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like when people try to convince me that Lupin, all versions of Lupin are good.
No, they're not. You got to start.
Only certain ones are very good.
Yeah. Start at 4.
Don't watch the movies, except for that one movie, but I don't remember what it's called.
Start at anything Lupin 2013 and now.
Lupin Part 4, and then Lupin the First, I believe, is the movie. Lupin the Third, the First, I think it is. Yeah.
What was Jesus. Did either one of y'all watch the current movie, like the recent one?
Yes. One that was all in
3D.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It's fantastic.
It was great. I need to watch it. Fuck, what is that movie called? Is it something about a castle? No.
Oh, Castle Castelloni.
Castle. Don't.
Cagliostro.
Yeah, okay. Castle of Cagliostro. It's done by Miyazaki. Yeah. That's
Castle
a big part of it.
Castle of Castle of Castle is okay.
Basically. But yeah, it was done by Hayao. I can't say his first name right. Miyazaki.
Miyazaki, yeah. Yeah. And Shiki is one of those that I probably would have given up on had I not fucking gone through all of it. Because, dude, it is like slow to start.
Mm-hmm. Slow to finish. And
no.
Then slow to middle. And then.
Yeah, it's like slow to start. Then it's like one episode is like, ooh, you know, like perking back up. And then fucking slow again. And then the last four episodes are just really good.
So yeah, One Piece.
Like you got to find the anime that ramps, you know?
Like yeah.
Darling in the Franks.
No, you know what's all rise? Drifters.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
Overlord.
Ace Attorney.
No.
Ace Attorney?
I'm fucking know what that. Shut up. Shut up. No.
Overlord.
I got it. No.
All rise.
Yeah, he needs to be on. Okay.
Yeah, that's the danger whenever you say really outlandish shit and you're the one recording. Yeah. They try and ban you and you're the one that's trying to record.
Yeah. Watch.
That's why we took it away from David.
Watch Drifters. Watch Drifters. It's fucking
cool. Drifters.
Well, so Ed, if I'm going to watch Drifters, mm-hmm. any specific way that I could watch Drifters?
Oh my God.
Look at those segues, guys. You loving those segues?
Where can I watch Megalobox Nomad?
Yeah, right. Oh, today?
Yeah.
I think it's not on Crunchyroll? I thought it was.
Yeah, no. I watch Interspecies Reviewers.
Nowhere.
Go-go
anime.
you know,
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
I'm 99% sure it is on Pornhub.
It's not like I've researched this.
I remember reading about whenever Funimation pulled it. And they're like, well, you can find it on other sites like Pornhub. I was like, oh, interesting.
Funimation pulled it. High Dive pulled it.
High Dive pulled it?
Yeah, High Dive pulled it super fast.
Oh,
which is
goodness.
Weird because High Dive is all about titties.
They're all about that. That's what they do. Okay.
Subscribe to High Dive.
Yeah. So, I know for me, like I try to keep it in legal senses. Like I'm watching Crunchyroll a lot.
I mean, what?
Yeah. I say legal, but I was borrowing a Funimation account for a while.
Bom, bom, bom.
Yeah. But Todd showed me some other ways for people to watch anime. You know, you talked about it kind of briefly in one of our last episode. But you talked about Animix Play.
Yeah. So if you'll show that picture,
I got it.
The iceberg. No, not that.
Oh, the iceberg. You're right.
So, all right, here's the thing. I don't feel bad pirating anime anymore. I pay for Funimation still. I still pay for Crunchyroll. I'm going to pirate anything I can't find on those. So basically, there's a post on the anime piracy subreddit on Reddit, and it shows you the iceberg of piracy. It shows your legit stuff at the top, like Crunchyroll, Funimation, Hulu, VRV, Netflix. Right below it is 9 Anime, 4 Anime, and GoGo Anime. Those are the main, like, this is where we aggregate all of them. I use Animix Play, which is a viewer of all those services. But then it gets into stupid shit like IP Torrents and
there you go.
Naya, which is a torrent site. But yeah, I have that site like bookmarked, but I never download anything from it. Personally, like I said, I no longer feel guilty about watching shit that I'm not 100% paying for. Because I'm paying for the services, but their websites kind of suck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Funimation's website sucks. Like,
it's fucking awful. Same with the, since Verve is owned
Crunchyroll.
By Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
that one, it blows hard chunks. Because if I'm trying to watch something, one, even though for this site, I made sure that cookies are enabled, caching is done, it will keep logging me out. So I have to go through that every time I try to go to, all right, what's on my watch list? What can I watch? It will default to off. And then if I, let's say I finish an episode, what it'll do is if it's not the last episode, it should just go straight into the next one. But if I'm on the last episode, what it'll always do is start playing the first episode, but in like a German or a Spanish dub. And the fuck? I don't speak those languages. But then, so learn. Stop it. And but if I try to go back and it's like, okay, just put on the latest episode of what I was watching, it will start going to the German dub again. So I have to manually go back out. I know it's like, what a first world problem. I have to do an extra
clip. It really is. Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm paying for the damn thing. Work how I want it.
That's why I do like Animix Play. It has tracking, so you can track all your stuff. It has my anime list integration if you really want to do it. I haven't done it. I'm kind of worried, too, to be honest with you. But it has a watch list. It tells you what's updated recently, what you've put on hold, what you plan to watch, and what you finished. You can break it down by dub, sub, all that jazz. I mean, it's pretty nice. And it pulls from all the big places. Usually you end up watching something on GoGo Anime, to be honest with you.
So I do have a torrent site that I use, but it uses NowTorrents, but it aggregates a lot of the, like, what's shown on and what you can search for. And it'll show you the latest anime that came out, what episode they're on, and then you could also follow an anime, so it'll start automatically downloading like the latest episode when it's available. So that's how I keep up to date on it. I mean, it's called Shana Project.
Shana Project.
S-H-A-N-A.
Is that something I can...
I mean, it's something anybody can use.
Shana.
The only thing...
It's all text, Andrew. You're fine.
Okay.
It's safe to show.
That's what I was.
Want to download shit though? I just want to stream it.
Oh, so if you're just talking about streaming, then yeah, that's one option. It's just I like to download stuff. I'll start downloading something to try it out in 720, and if I like the show, I'll have it automatically download in 1080. That way, I can watch whatever it is in its highest fidelity.
Why is this slime anime 20 gigs? What is this? Is this all of the slime?
It's probably like
all of it.
A season.
Better be for 20 gigs. I'm a streaming guy. I don't want to fucking save shit on my actual hard drive, especially anime, unless it's like god tier anime that I want to watch forever, like Bakuten and Test. Now, I do like that, having that option, though. Does it have, like, any features that, like, kind of point you in the direction of new stuff?
No, it doesn't really do that. If you click on, like, an episode or a show, it will have links on the side that will point to, like, my anime list and other sites that will tell you what the show is about. But it doesn't really have, well, if you like this show, try this show. Because all it does is aggregate what's come out and the newest stuff that's coming out. Because
I'll be damned if Animex Play doesn't want me to watch Nagatoro-san. It's all it wants me to do. It wants me to watch that one guy get bullied by that girl.
Hold on. Okay, so I hated the first episode.
Did you?
Absolutely hated the first episode because... That was just some really mean spirited bullying.
It was bad. Yeah, it was bullying. Like, it was
really bad. But in the second episode, and so on after that, it's now a little bit more charming.
A little bit. Yeah. Not much, but a little bit.
Like, it's no longer in the mean-spirited, wow, this is like some fucked up shit. This, but it's because the dude actually gets some jabs in back. But it's a lot better than the first episode makes it seem. It's the equivalent of like Goblin Slayer.
No,
everybody knows the first episode, and
I didn't.
Well, yes, but like you gotta, if you watch it and you want to recommend it, you have to tell people, okay, the first episode is gonna have this in it, but those kind of things.
Yeah, and if you had heard that there was going to be goblin rape in the beginning of Goblin Slayer, Jesus, I feel like you still would have watched it.
You just said it.
I mean, I gave it a 7.
Yeah.
Look,
what else can I do?
I mean,
look, anime wants to know, what are your feelings on volleyball?
I know what you're talking about. Huh? And no, I'm not going to sit through that.
What about
butt volleyball?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Keijo?
Keijo, yeah.
I am talking about the greatest sport that we don't really have.
Oh, shit. I forgot there's a new Sailor Moon movie. You got to watch that.
There is, yeah.
It's on Netflix, though, so fuck that. Watching now on Animex. Hey, thank you very much.
Hey. Well, don't hate on Netflix. They gave me a lot of this anime.
Oh, so you watched the Death Note live action?
I've seen it.
That was like a 9, right?
Fuck you. No, that was like a 4.
Oh, okay.
So the only
and they take it the way
basically. Netflix has this whole like their Netflix jail. You know, once they own the rights to it,
it's gone for a while. Find it
anywhere else.
No.
Like Shaman King is one right now. The remake of it.
Oh, is that...
like,
oh
yeah, because I can VPN to a Japanese Netflix, and boom, I got Shaman King.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem with American Netflix is that they will wait till they can release it all at once and, you know, get that binge crowd.
Yeah,
but other places they'll release it as it airs that week, which is it should at least give you the option.
No, you're exactly right, because you can get the current season of My Hero on Japanese Netflix, and it'll even say weekly.
Hmm.
You know, so it's funny. Like, if you got a VPN, you know, I would say just check it out. It's kind of fun. It's interesting. It's just really for me. It was really slow.
I hear Nordman.
Shut up. That's what I was looking up. Mm-hmm. We can take an ad break at the end of the show.
Right?
Lord, man. I just got to figure out which one we need.
So, but yeah.
Japan?
Like,
you need Japan?
No.
It's funny, too, because you can get, like, Venom. I think that's on Netflix, Japanese Netflix and whatnot. It's pretty great. It's...
And
little,
it's in Japanese, right?
I mean, it's
because you gotta watch
it's
it
not.
In Japanese.
Nah, it's in English actually. I think you can put it in Japanese, or I don't know if they'll have Japanese subtitles.
I would love to hear what Japanese Tom Hardy sounds like.
Oh, Japanese Venom? Yeah, I would love to hear that.
No, not Venom, just Tom Hardy, because like Venom seems like it would just be Venom.
No, it'd be like every announcer on any anime, well, he talks like this.
Oh, yeah.
But as Venom.
Like Count Chocula?
It does sound like Count Chocula.
You sound like Count Chocula.
Oh, shit.
Not being racist there, Nick.
Oh, my God.
We're just going to let that hang for a second.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
I just noticed that there's a sub and dub switch on Animex Play, and now I'm so much happier.
Oh, there's a switch now?
Yeah, under genres on the right.
So does it default to sub?
It defaults to everything, and you just kind of have to pick and choose what you want. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
But now...
Because I watched the Two Heroes, My Hero movie on Animex Play.
Wait, which one is which? Wait, is Heroes Rising the better one?
I think you're thinking of Heroes Rising, because Two Heroes isn't really sad.
Yeah, Heroes Rising is the one where it's like in between season 3.
Yeah, Heroes Rising, so good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
right, I haven't... There's music.
Huh? Which one came out first?
Two Heroes.
Okay, never mind. That's the one.
Two Heroes came out like 4 years ago, 3 years ago?
I thought it was the other way. I thought Heroes Rising and Two Heroes.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Because Deku has like 20% control, I think, by then.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that's right.
And he's doing the air jab shit.
Oh, the little flicky flicks?
Yeah.
Yeah. You right.
God, I want to watch that. There's one episode just for the fight that I'll watch over and over. It's the final exam.
Mm-hmm.
Bakugo and Deku versus All Might. I'll watch that one over and over again.
Yeah. Great scene. Hmm.
So many dubs now I can look through. Oh my God.
And a mixed play, though, it's definitely helped me out, like, on my breaks at work, because, like, yeah, like, I want to watch an anime, but I can't get Crunchyroll to work because their servers are just trash.
I want to donate, but they only have, like, Bitcoin and Ethereum as an option, so fuck off. Those are bad for the environment.
Donate $5,000 in one Bitcoin. No, wait. I mean,
you got that wrong.
Keep going.
Like 40,000, I thought.
Is it up to that now?
It was.
Oh, well, it's up to that now.
How many episodes of Bleach are out there?
Of Bleach?
Yeah.
All of them? Ugh. Oh, blech.
You couldn't get into Bleach?
Oh, nope.
I could not.
I tried, and then it kept doing a... like way too much of the same beats over and over and over again.
Well, I mean, Ichigo has to get beat up, and then he'll have to figure out a new move, and then he'll meet somebody that was in his life but didn't know that was involved in Soul Reaper power bullshit, and then he'll get a new power, and then he'll attack, and then he'll win, and then he'll lose, and then he'll meet somebody in his life that happens to be involved in the Soul Society, then he'll get a new power, then he'll win. I just described the first 6 seasons.
And, I mean, you also got to remember when he's getting his ass kicked, somebody like just runs in and says, "No, you can't give up." And then he wins.
Because Orihime's titties, you can't give up.
So, I mean, isn't that like every hero's journey in anime though?
Hey. In anime.
No.
Hey.
No.
No.
May I interest you? May I tell you about Rising of the Shield Hero?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That is the complete opposite. And it is...
You would like that
episode. Actually, yeah, I would stamp that, yeah.
Fantastic show.
I would say, for sure.
I think it was my anime of the year, like, 2 or 3 years ago when it first came out. Yep. 25 episodes so far.
Is there a second season?
It's been confirmed that there is a second season coming.
Ooh. No, it would seem... like it'd be
she's of age
similar no seemed like it'd be something very similar to Rising of the Shield Hero, which we are giving glowing recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Redo of Healer is not the same.
No.
Type of
I'm thing. Also giving that one a glowing recommendation.
For different,
I mean,
reasons.
He watched Goblin Slayer.
He did. He's good for it. He can watch it.
You know it's a problem when on Anime Explain you type it in, there's a regular version and an uncensored version.
Are there really?
You said?
Uh-huh. And there's like a...
there is!
There's an age gate whenever you start the episode. It's like, hey man, are you sure you're over 18?
There really is.
Are you sure?
Check it out. Okay, I'm gonna cut that now.
By the way, they finally put Vivi out on dub, so I'm so happy. I was gonna start watching that on sub, but then
oh my gosh,
a dub showed up.
I pulled up the first episode of Vivi.
I'm not doing that.
I pulled it up in my on my break.
Yeah.
Right. And oh my goodness, I was not ready for how violent that was.
I told
be.
You.
I was
you,
like,
fucking
what?
And, you know, I had to slog through it.
Violence, you say?
Watch through, I was like, oh man, another idol anime.
But oh, no. Wow. Oh, you fucked up.
Oh, it's
you?
So much more than just a regular idol anime.
I know now.
Who told you about it? Was it me?
No, no, it was actually
Giguk.
It pulled up on.
I was about to say Giguk spoiled the actual plot, so I knew what was about to happen.
Oh no, yeah, I got into like all the new animes that come in. I will read what it's about, and if something looks decent, I'll give it my first episode watch. Mm-hmm. And if I really don't like it, like I'll stop it about 10 minutes in. But if, you know, if I do get past there, then I'll give it the 3-episode rule. And then if I get past there, then I watch it the whole season. But
so Pretty Boy Detectives Club.
Oh, he's got that forward and back.
I don't know. I don't think I watched that one.
But
86.
That Boy's Gams.
What about 86?
Boy's Gams in them? Mm-hmm.
86, yeah. Okay, so 86.
Oh, 86, yeah.
I tried.
Oh, did you?
I don't.
I'm watching that, but I currently have a 3-episode backlog.
You know, wait, is it 86 that? Yeah, I think Ed might like 86. Based off Code Geass.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. How do you feel about, like,
I don't think so.
Greedy anime? You know, like when they go three-dimensional with it.
All three.
I mean, you saw the bottom half of my list, right? Where the Godzilla ones were.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ajin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that's dropped.
Code Geass was 3D whenever it went to a lot of the mechs.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't mind 3D on mechs because those are robots in themselves, so it makes sense. But when you add it to people and like actual meat things, then I don't like it.
I learned that the trick with 3D anime is if they raise the frames.
Got it.
That's the trick.
I don't mean to alert y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a High School of the Dead OVA that just appeared on Animex Play.
Yeah, but
really?
It's been out for years.
Oh, has it? Oh, okay. I was
going to say,
it's the beach one, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, is there a second one?
I was very scared that another one had appeared, like a new one.
Oh.
Oh.
But here's the thing, like the 3D animation in Code Geass isn't, like it doesn't exist until somewhere in the second season.
Whenever the mechs got too powerful, they had to start doing weird ripple effects.
Yeah, when the fucking Lancelot got energy wings and the Gurren had its 8 energy wings, that's when they started doing that. And in the third movie,
you watch your mouth about the Gurren, Satan, 8 elements. God damn it!
Oh no, I like it.
That's
I like it, but
so good.
I'm sorry, but that Lancelot Albion. It had its number.
It did. But Colin was just so good, but the Geoth made him better. Oh,
but
God.
See, the Shinkiro, that was my favorite one, though.
Shinkiro? Oh, the Chinese one?
Mm. No. Lelouch's.
Oh, the shield one.
Yeah, the shield one.
The Rising of the Shield Gundam.
Gundam.
And it had that fucking crystal that it shoots out.
And then it just refracts everywhere and murders everybody.
Yes.
Yep.
That was the best.
On a different note, there's Quintessential Quintuplet Season 2.
Oh, wait, no. So is it a season? Oh, wait, no. Yeah, Season 2.
Yeah, it's 2.
That's kind of, yeah. Then the 3 is a movie, right?
I don't know. I gave up on it after I read the manga.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, Season 2 is good.
Season 1 pissed me off with that ending, and I was like, I have to know.
Oh, you're just going to get way pissed off with like how they tease it in Season 2, because they do
I mean,
it
now that I
far
know,
more often.
Yeah,
now
that I know, I just teasing. Wow. I just stare at that one. I stare at the one. I stare at the bride all the time and be like,
do
something bride-like, woman. Mysteries.
So I know the identity, and but that was after I watched the second season.
Best Girls, Itsuki.
Nino.
No. Except for that one porno. There's a famous doujin on Reddit of Nino, and I'm just like, calm down.
That's pretty bad.
Calm down.
Not even the...
Write more.
But also, like, send me the link.
Like, just, I just need to know where I need to stay away from.
Mm-hmm. What's that fucking Always Sunny in Philadelphia thing?
Yeah. which website though? There's so many. We talked a little, a couple of the current stuff. So we had 86. We talked to anybody watching the, what's that Mars one?
Mars Red. It's in my list. I've been backlogged.
I started that, but it looks kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Vampires.
I'm kind of prejudiced when I.
What you got against Mars?
Of something, and it says, something based in this time period, and I'm like, oh, period piece.
Mm-hmm. But it's okay, they got like cell phones and like
you know,
no, it's Batman the animated series.
It's weird. Every time I see Mars Red, I think of that really shitty PlayStation game that was hyped to no end, that where they fought like werewolves. What the fuck was that game called? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's 1886. Yeah.
Every time I think of Mars Red, I think of The Order 1886.
Wow.
I think it was like, 1986. Good. It would have been a better game. Like just synth wave everywhere.
Ooh, I would have played it.
I would have played the hell out of that.
Yeah.
I will say for new anime that I'm enjoying, those Snow White Notes. I don't know if anyone's watching that one.
Snow White Notes is so good and weird.
It is. Because it's like, I don't know how much I can listen to a shamisen. Because it starts to sound the same.
Singing with the shamisen.
Oh, yeah. It starts to sound the same. Like, I've even put on, like, Spotify playlists that have, like, feature a shamisen in music. And, like, yeah, you start to hear it. But, like, when they're doing it in the show, it's so different, and it always has meaning every time. And just the overall animation of it all looks really great and fantastic. So I like that one this season.
I will say, if anybody goes into it, when they hear the shamisen, it sounds like a very untuned guitar.
Yeah.
And it just it just sounds bad initially. But then you get into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you, though?
You kind of do. It's like, okay, yeah, I don't like folk music, all right? But then they bust out a hurdy-gurdy riff, and then you're like, oh, wait, hold on.
I think you and me, Nick, were talking about this show at one point, and you think you said it best when it's like, it's just a vibe.
Yeah, it's a hardcore vibe, and then you're watching this dude, and you're actually seeing passion on an instrument you don't understand, but you understand, man, he's got a passion on this thing, and that's what I'm digging about it.
Yeah, it's good to see stuff like that, you know, especially when it's so easy to like go, oh, I want to learn guitar, and you know what? I'm kind of bored with this. I'm done. You know,
it's not getting me the chicks.
Yeah.
Dude is getting chicks, but he don't give a shit.
He really doesn't.
His fucking toy.
it's so funny. All the girls are like, oh my gosh,
you're just throwing pussy at him, and he's like, guitar.
I need to play better than my grandpa. That's the whole anime.
Pretty much.
Anything else anyone else is watching?
My Hero.
All right.
Taxi.
Odd Taxi, yes.
Oh, that's the gym show.
That's the gym show.
I can't watch that. Yeah.
The Bruce Springsteen.
The Bruce Springsteen of anime?
What? No, no.
No, there's a character obsessed with Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, yes.
Oh.
Yes, it's pretty... That's as much as I know about Odd Taxi. I'll say that. So
yeah, they have. And Welcome to Demon School, Irumakun.
I haven't watched that yet.
I love that show. Like, I look forward to the Saturdays when that show comes out.
It's a Saturday show.
Like, I wake up in the day and be like,
stop
time
it
for Irumakun.
Stop it. Ooh, somebody's uploading Ranma to fucking Animex Play.
Ooh,
I love Ranma.
I know Justin, you know, part of the Press Start Gaming crew and whatnot. He was saying, talking about the combatants will be released.
Combatants will be dispatched.
Dispatched. That's right.
Yes, and that is the when I wake up on a Sunday and oh
have a Sunday show. That's great.
Sub and dub available on Animex Play.
Because that's the Konosuba guy.
It's the Konosuba guy, and that it's explains basically a lot. Sci-fi Konosuba.
Yeah, it explains so much.
Because I watched the first episode of it, and it's good. You know, I just haven't made time to watch any of the rest of it. But yeah, it's you watch it and you go, yeah, that's definitely him, because it's just anime boobs all over the place.
There are 10 episodes subbed. And then 3 episodes dubbed of that.
It's funny, like I was telling another friend who he's actually just like Ed. He's starting up to watch anime a lot. And so the last time I talked to him, I was telling him about Combatants Will Be Dispatched. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking great. It's jerks invading jerks. Like, it's like just funny as hell. And so he was... he said he started watching that and it was good. And I said, yeah, because made by the same guy did Konosuba and that show was really funny. He's like, I've never heard of that.
Oh my God.
And then he sends me a very angry text and gifts. Be like, how come you tell me
asshole.
That it ended at second season and they're not getting a third? What the fuck? And I was like, yeah,
bro. You're lucky we got the second season.
Yeah, exactly. And I told him, there's a movie too. So, you just need a little bump to get you through. There it is.
That movie is fantastic.
And then you just remind him that Aqua doesn't wear underwear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, any point in time. I think that's like the first thing Kristen pointed out.
That's what we had. We had a long, lengthy intellectual discussion about Best Girl. And yeah, we settled on one. And so it was great.
Hold on.
Here because I don't want to.
They'll get ostracized. Well, that could be a whole nother episode.
Waifu war.
You know, if we get an episode 3, guys, you know, all you got to do, download the show, share it with your friends. You know, you guys did so great with episode 1. So just keep it going. You know, I'm so thankful for all the downloads and views that we had. So please, just remember if you like what you hear and you like and what you see and on the live stream happening.
Smash that like button.
Oh, absolutely. Duh. Smash, follow, all that stuff. No, just download. You know, let us know. We're on the Facebook at facebook.com/realrandingmedia. Let us know. We're on twitch.tv pretty often. I know every Monday and then throughout the week.
Sporadically. We got stuff.
Yeah, sporadically we'll be on. So give us a follow there. So, great way to stay in touch. You know, let us know what you feel like.
Don't let Neat Trash go the way of Professor Justin's Pokemon podcast.
Please. I love doing this show. I love getting to talk about anime in this kind of format. Because I talked about it in the first episode. I didn't really watch a lot of anime, you know, and you know, social stigmas and whatnot, that stuff we could even get into and like, you know, another episode as well, maybe episode 3. But yeah, like there were so many things that kept me from doing it. And now that I'm in it, I am so glad I'm in it, you know, just one day hopefully whenever the world gets back, I can do an anime convention. Cause I've never done that, you know? So, there's a lot on my anime bucket list, if you will. So
if anything, like, our fans are growing with us.
Yeah.
As like we learn new things, that you guys are learning new things. So yeah, please stick with us and then we can all grow into this anime together.
Absolutely. I like it. Now we're all just gonna get isekai now.
Oh shit.
Wait, do I get to keep my smartphone or do I get to keep like one? God.
Well, I think you'll speak to somebody when you get up there, and they'll tell you you can bring one thing. And so you just gotta choose.
Her.
Yeah, no.
Oh, bad choice.
What a trick.
Yeah, that's betrayal right there.
Well, I think that'll do it. That'll wrap it for this episode. Once again, thank you guys for hanging out with us, watching on the live stream, listening. For Nick, for Ed, for super producer Todd, and myself, Andrew. Thanks, and hopefully we'll see you guys in episode 3. All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, see you.